This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. CPI, of course, yesterday's not so great, but also not completely unexpected update on consumer inflation in this economy and, related, what it might mean for what the Fed is going to do on interest rates. Keep them higher for longer is what. ECB, the European Central Bank, which said this morning, in much nicer words, it doesn't much care what the Fed does and that it's thinking it might cut rates in June. So, Marketplace's Kristen Schwab spent some time today thinking about central bank choreography.
Usually, major central banks move together by default. Bill English is a finance professor at Yale.
Policy is often kind of correlated because there are big global shocks that matter.
Big global shock is basically the definition of a pandemic. We all know about the high inflation that came with it in nearly all advanced economies. And some regions have been able to cool it faster than others. A year ago, inflation in the U.S. was 5%. In the European Union, it was more than 8%. Now inflation's been rising again here, and the EU is edging closer to its target, which brings the European Central Bank to a bit of a fork in the road. On the one hand,
if the economies are diverging, there's no particular reason why you want to have the central banks doing the same thing.
If the ECB waits for the U.S. to cut interest rates, it could depress spending too much and force a recession. On the other hand, if the ECB feels like it has some wiggle room, waiting might help its endgame.
If you don't make the move at similar time, there is some potential risk.
Wenxin Du is a finance professor at Columbia. She says cutting rates significantly earlier than the U.S. could shift the exchange rate. If the euro depreciates, import prices might rise, and as a result, so could inflation.
The depreciation pressure in their home country might work against all this effort against fighting inflation.
Now, central bank coordination matters less to the U.S. Ken Kuttner, an economist who's worked at the New York and Chicago Fed, says the Federal Reserve can act on its own with fewer consequences.
Since the U.S. is the 400-pound gorilla in financial markets.
Still, central bank officials here and abroad must call each other, right? And chat about the data points of the day.
I never rose to that rank at the Federal Reserve to know whether that's the case.
We do know they gather at International Monetary Fund meetings. The next one is next week. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.